the games, you follow the team, you wear the colors with pride, and you have questions, and only one man can answer them. Get the answers to the tough questions.
Middle of the week, time for some high school football talk. Coming up this Friday, the Emory Spartans will continue the season. Only two games left, and after playing the first three region games away from home, Emory will close out the regular season with back-to-back games at Emory High School. Up first, it'll be the Union Cougars. Emory right now 1-2 in 3A North play, tied with the Carbon Dinos for 4th and 5th place, a game better than Judge Memorial. Ahead of both Carbon and Emory is Union, and so the Spartans have an opportunity to make the 3A North race extremely interesting down the stretch. Joining us right now to talk about this Friday's game against Union and this past Friday's 36-0 loss to the Morgan Trojans, we have Coach John Famallo over the phone right now. Coach, always a pleasure. Thank you again for the time today.
Hey, appreciate you having me on, Jordan.
Coach, we'll start by talking about Friday's game, road contest against Morgan. It represented the third road contest in as many region games for this team. It actually started off very well. I mean, you guys managed to really compete at a high level, I thought, with Morgan throughout the first quarter. Had an opportunity to make some noise early on in the second with a red zone visit. But all in all, it was all for naught because this team ends up picking up a 36-0 win over Emory. Yet at the same time, like I said, there was some competitive football played in this game, you know, I guess in the first, I don't know, 15, 16 minutes of game action.
No, that's how I felt. I mean, we came out. I think when we stopped them on a third down, we had a fourth and nine, and, you know, I had one of our players just kind of slip on the outside, and, you know, the kid gets wide open, and, you know, they end up scoring. But I felt like we answered. You know, we had a drive of our own in that first quarter to be able to chance to score there within the five, and, you know, we just made a few mistakes there on bad snaps, and, you know, it's a penalty, and it just kind of hosed our drive. And, you know, in a team like that, you just can't make mistakes because they're just a good team overall. And so, you know, who knows how it could have ended up to get that score. But at the end of the day, they did a good job and made the plays they needed to and ended up with a victory.
Yeah, again, that's a team that is very good. And I know that they kind of play into Emory's defensive strength, and that's attacking through the air. They want to throw the football. Coach, I thought for the most part, Carter Thackray, who's a really good-looking quarterback and only a junior for Morgan, at times he had his struggles in this game. I mean, not necessarily because the pocket was collapsing, but I thought the coverage was fantastic throughout the most, through the better part of the game, to say the least.
No, I felt like we did. You know, I know he's a good quarterback, and he kind of pick you apart, and, you know, we kind of picked our poison. You know, we rushed three, dropped eight, and I think we were able to control the deep ball. Then they just started running a lot of short underneath stuff. And so, but they ran the ball well. But, you know, I thought so far as going in, you know, we just wanted to make sure we didn't give up the big play, with the exception of that one in the first half. I felt like we did a good job of staying over the top of their receivers and really shutting them down that way. But then they just kind of ran a lot of underneath stuff that kind of hurt us. And when you didn't make tackle, we missed a few tackles, and that made it just tough for us. But I thought defensively we had moments where we looked good.
Offensively, Coach, the run attack was non-existent for this offense, and I know that always makes things a little difficult, especially when you want to throw the football. Morgan kind of made Emory a one-dimensional squad in this contest. When you go back and you look at the tape, what was it? Was it just dominance with their front four? Is that what kind of stifled that rushing attack? And, of course, I know we were a little undermanned up front as well, but, I mean, maybe a combination of both.
I think it was a combination of both, but, you know, their front four are pretty tough. You look at them, there's a couple kids, their nose and their D tackles, they're really good. You know, and like you say, we're a little undermanned, and but at the same time, you know, they just do a good job of what they do. And we couldn't get physical enough on that front, you know, and that's where the battle begins. Can't match that physicality, and moving that line of scrimmage, that just makes for a long day. And so, again, that dictated us throwing the ball a little bit more than we probably wanted to. And in the day, you know, I thought we moved the ball at times well, throwing the ball. But when you can't run, that playbook shrinks down quite a bit in what you can do. And so, you know, it made it tough for us.
All things considered, with the dominance up front for Morgan in this game, when you go back and you assess the way Kyson played, I mean, how did you view that, Coach, now that you've had time to look at the video and kind of dissect things?
Like I said, I thought we were able to, I think we had under 200 yards passing, but I mean, our short passing game was the extension of our run game, is what we had to do. I felt like he did a good job there. You know, we had in the red zone. I think we had an interception there. It made it tough. But other than that, I thought he distributed the ball around to players that we needed to. And, that short game was something I felt like we needed to take advantage of, especially we couldn't run. And, I thought he did a good job with that.
You guys did also encounter another injury in this game. Zion Gibson goes down in the first half. That definitely didn't help the rushing attack any. I mean, he's been a nice change of pace back for Rance all year long, and you guys were without him for the final two quarters.
Yeah, that made it tough because, he's a solid player on both sides of the ball. He does a lot on the defensive side and on the running side. Like you say, he just gives a little bit of a change up to what Rance does, and so missing him the second half didn't help, our cause, but, if we miss him this week, then that hurts us a little bit more. But at the same time, the other kids have an opportunity to step up, and so that's what you preach to the kids. That that's part of why you practice hard, and that you get an opportunity, and when you get that opportunity, you make the most of it.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach John Fumalo with the Emory Sport and Football Squad. Coach, now that you guys are sitting at 1-2, thankfully that wretched road trip is behind you. I mean, that's a tough stretch. On the road at Judge, on the road at Carbon, and then on the road against Morgan. I knew at the beginning of the season that was going to be somewhat of a daunting stretch. I know it doesn't get any easier in these final two home games, but it's got to be nice to finally return home and play in front of the hometown crowd.
Yeah, I think for the kids it's nice. Again, for familiar circumstances, familiar things that, with our home field. And so with homecoming this week, hopefully kids are, excited to play. And, Union's a good team, but it's nice to be home and not be on the road. And so I think it's a good opportunity for us to hopefully, get on the plus side again and give ourselves an opportunity to reach some of the goals that we set for ourselves.
You guys have one region win as it sits right now at 1-2, kind of a logjam. In fact, this game on Friday night is monumental because if you take a look at it, you guys are tied with Carbon at 1-2. Union's just one game better than you guys. And, Coach, I think it's a very winnable contest. I know Union has a couple of standout players that we can talk about in just a moment. But, I mean, all in all, it's a winnable game. And if you guys were to grab this game, you could climb as high as number 3 in the region still.
No, that's the thing. I mean, like you say, there's a log jam right there. There's one game that separates us from Union, and so it's a big game for us and a big week for us. And so I think the kids recognize that, and so our preparation is such that we might be able to, if we can get ourselves ready both physically and, we can start executing a little better, then, I give ourselves a chance to get into that top, 3, which is a big deal for us.
Let's talk about Union. Lincoln Labrum is a standout as far as what he can do offensively. Coach, really, when I look at the production of Union, and I've had the opportunity to watch him live once already this season, the bulk of what they do is based on Lincoln Labrum. I mean, he can get outside the pocket. If you don't contain the outside, he's going to make you guys pay, but he can also throw the football downfield as well. I think if you find a way to contain him, Union becomes very vulnerable offensively, to say the least. He's definitely the engine that pushes this train.
Yeah, I mean, he's the key to what makes them go. And so for us to be able to control him, I mean, he's a dual threat quarterback, and he can throw the ball as well as he can run the ball. And so controlling him and what he can do, I think in the aspect of making sure we control the run, making it one-dimensional, throwing the ball, I pick my poison even though he can throw a little bit. I think we got to really try to get him to throw the ball a little bit more that we can get. That's where our strength is, I believe. And so shut down the run and keep him one-dimensional on running and or throwing the ball, I think we'll be in good shape.
As far as the defensive scheme, Coach, going into it, you mentioned last week, you're going to rush 3, you're going to drop 8. What do you do against Union? Do you change things up drastically against this team? Do you put 4 on the defensive front? I mean, how do you guys approach it this week?
I think you got to get some pressure on him. I think we will play, a lot of uptight pressure on the outsides and then put a little bit of pressure on him. And again, if we can shut down that run, then, I think taking away a little bit of the RPO stuff that they do, similar to us, I think that'll limit them on what they can do. And so, from a defensive aspect, scheme, that's, our plan is to put a little bit of pressure and then, play tight on the outsides and like I say, have them make a throw.
Well, as far as what Union has defensively, I know they do have some size up front, Coach. And Emory, again, last week a little bit undermanned, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But it's not what we saw from Morgan. So I would expect the run game to be a little bit more efficient. Even without Zion Gibson this week, I would expect Rance to have some success on Friday.
No, I think so. Like I say, being a little bit undermanned, and, Morgan's Morgan's front, that's probably the best front we've seen all year. You know, those they're four solid men up front there, and so I'm not saying that Union's not good on the front. I think they have a decent front, but hopefully we get some guys back and we can, you know, do some things that way that to help us offensively establish some things.
Coach, let's talk about the injury front. You guys were down a couple of big pieces going into Friday's game with Jesse Barnett and also Dayton Bailing were both out of that contest. And then I talked about Zion Gibson. He suffers a concussion in this contest. Those are three key players to a team that's already very low in numbers and low with experience. What does the injury front look like going into Friday's game?
You know, we're hoping to get Jesse back, hoping to get Dayton back. Those are two big kids that are two, you know, linemen that, again, we rely on that we didn't have last week, which made it a little bit tough to run the ball. So hopefully we can get those two back. And so, again, probably without Vine this week. And then Braxton Young, kid on the defensive side, and then it helps us on the offensive side. Hopefully we can get him back. He was out last week too. And so, you know, I have three key kids that I had out last week that hopefully I can get back this week, depending on how they respond to concussion protocol and, you know, taking it slow with them and making sure that they're healthy first.
I know the attitude always needs to be next man up. That's difficult to go next man up when you're already down in numbers. When you only have four seniors to begin with, Coach, that's a tough concept.
No, that it is. I mean, like you say, and we knew that going in, we were thin, and, you know, an injury or two here makes a big difference because, I mean, we go from small class in our junior class to, you know, I'm pulling up a lot of sophomores playing, and, you know, that's a big task for a sophomore to step up and play varsity football. But, we've had some success with some kids, and hopefully, you know, they'll continue to grow and get better. And, you know, that's where you're at when you talk next man up is, you know, you look on that sideline, you're looking at the next kid, and sometimes even a freshman. And, you know, as a coach, that's a little bit scary to stick a freshman in there, but you know, that's kind of where our program's at right now, number-wise.
Well, Coach, I always appreciate you making time to join us and talk about last week's game and this week's game. Best of luck against Union, and we'll see you there.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it, Jordan.
Again, that's Coach John Famala with the Emory Spartan football team taking out the time to talk about Friday's matchup. Do not forget, you can listen live right here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. You can also stream the game live by visiting CastleCountryRadio.com. Just click on the Listen Live link. You can pick your broadcast if you want the Emory game or if you want the Carbon game. I know the Dinos are playing host to that same Morgan team this Friday. We'll talk more Carbon High School football on the show tomorrow. We've got a break for just a moment. When we return, we're going to move to the national sports scene. Coming up this Saturday, we have a massive MMA fight, UFC 229, featuring the return of Conor McGregor in the cage. He'll go toe-to-toe with Habib. It's Habib McGregor. I'm looking forward to this event. Larry Pepe, who is a pro MMA expert, he is going to join us in just a bit. We'll get a pep talk from Larry Pepe. He'll break down Saturday night's extravaganza. We'll talk UFC when we return on this Wednesday edition of Drive Time Sports right here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM live from the Auto Farm Studios.